closely charged.
Well, we've practiced this, so let's see if we can get it right. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on November 23rd, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
And that did work. That's awesome.
She remembered.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe we razzed her about it because she always remembers that. Tonight, Dave DaCosta from Rise Up Paranormal joins us. And then we'll be talking about UFO abductions with Paul Schroeder. And then later, Jeff Belanger blows back through the haunted winery.
Yeah, a bit late.
I know what I want to do Tuesday night.
What?
I'm going to get a set of headphones like this, which I already have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put this song on endless repeat. This is All Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
Alien XSS.
Yeah, Alien XSS. And I'm going to just listen to it over and over and over for 3 hours.
That sounds mind-numbing.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm still sick.
And we're all in the studio. Yeah, Bonnie pulled it. Got down here early, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
With some production work we were doing before the show. But we're all in studio. So great, we're all here. Yay.
This is amazing. I'm really, really...
Try not to be so thrilled that I'm here, Scott.
No, I'm really glad to see you, Bonnie.
Yeah, you sounded like it.
I'm wow. So happy to see you too, Scott.
Bonnie,
I have missed you incredibly.
I'm jumping.
Can you feel the sincerity in my voice?
I am so happy.
Doug, hold the cue card up higher, please.
I wonder if
it is wonderful that you are here.
I love you, Scott.
We here at Scott L. International are very pleased that you are in studio. Press 1 if you'd like to slap Scott on the ass. Press 2 if you'd like to slap him on the face.
Oh, 2! Press 2!
Press 3 if you'd like to, you know.
Oh, if it gets worse, I might hit 3. I don't
Both.
Know.
2 and 3.
So as you can see, yeah, fine form tonight, ready to go, ready to rock it out. We got a fun show planned for you guys. Really, we're blown into the holidays here at full speed. This is obviously Thanksgiving is coming up this week, so it's going to be interesting, I'm sure, for all of us.
Yeah.
Wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, first of all, because we're not going to see you until after the holiday. And yeah, what do you got planned, Doug? What do you got going on?
Actually, Wednesday night, we're going to do some production.
We got to
right
do some
here.
More production work here, yeah.
For Ghostly Talk, and then because of December.
Because of December. We'll talk about a little bit about that.
We'll talk about
that
in a minute, thing, yeah. But, so we're going to do some production work Wednesday night. Then I'm going to go to my parents' house and spend the night there.
Yeah, yeah.
In preparation for
the Semic feast.
Festivities.
That I've witnessed before, and a feast it is.
It is. It is absolutely a feast. There's going to be like 4 of us, so we're cooking enough for 48.
I think we did Ghostly Talk on Thanksgiving one year when we were doing the show from the Haunted Basement studio. And, yeah, I mean, I think we were out of our minds then. But, we did Ghostly Talk. And I remember we were just down there stuffing our faces.
It was.
I think it was me, you, and Craig were down there just eating.
Yeah,
if I remember
it
correctly.
Was food for days. And that's how my family does it. Mm-hmm, I mean, it's just like tons of food.
I think we've done a Ghostly Talk show on every holiday except for Christmas since we started. You could count on us for working on at least, I mean, any of the holidays except for Christmas. I think we've always taken Christmas off if it came around there, or we took some time because, you know, we needed to spend some time with our family. So right. That's gonna be a hoot for you.
It's gonna be amazing, and that's why I'm taking, you know, Tuesday right after leaving here. I'm gonna go straight, or I'm sorry, Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Right after leaving here, that's why Tuesday I have to listen to Alien XS.
Yeah.
All right.
Get pumped up for that. Go to the club and shake your butt.
And then Wednesday I'm going to my parents' house, and I'm not leaving until.
We'll just use this for the background. This is Doug's theme music for the night before Thanksgiving right here.
And then I'm not going to leave until...
Keep going. It's your bed.
I have to be able to talk while
it's going.
It's
your bed.
Okay.
Keep it real low.
I'm going to keep... until they have to take me away in an ambulance to get my stomach pumped. That's my plan. If Thanksgiving doesn't end in a stomach pumping...
Yeah.
You know, that's really not a joke, considering how most Thanksgivings end for my family.
That's true.
And I've heard about the Spittler reunion.
They have quite a tradition.
There used to be, and I think we finally broke it, but there was a Thanksgiving curse.
I think we'll use this for the theme music for your night.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's more appropriate.
There's your theme music.
Because there was the Thanksgiving curse, and somehow, some way, we always wound up in the hospital on Thanksgiving. Someone wound up in the hospital on Thanksgiving every year for, like, multiple years in a row.
Yeah.
And then I finally broke it because I almost wound up in a hospital with my gallbladder on Thanksgiving, but I refused to go.
So you waited
like
until
an
the
idiot.
Next day.
No, actually, I waited until December when I got my surgery.
Right. That's right.
But I almost wound up driving myself to the hospital that night because it was really, really bad, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So for the past 2 years, we've somehow bypassed the Spittler Thanksgiving curse.
Thank
heaven. So I'm really hoping it's broken because I really hate spending time in the hospital.
Well, this music serves a double purpose because this is probably the sound that my stomach will be making the day after Thanksgiving. Hear that? Just
yes,
so you guys know.
Sounds like a
cool Amber will enjoy that thoroughly, I'm sure.
Yes. Open a window, Scott.
We mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I don't know if we got to it last week. I don't remember. But we'll just get rid of that. Enough of that. Okay. Actually, we can go back to All Right. There we go. All right, that's good. I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago. What's going on for December? We'll explain this to you again. Doug and I, it's hilarious because people are just blown away by this. And not only working together on this radio for the last 7 years, we also worked professionally together in our day jobs. And we got hit with a huge project that's just going to be very beneficial for our careers and our pocketbooks, to be blunt. And when you got to make money, you got to make money. So we had a long conversation about this and discussed, like, maybe we should just take December off, do replays, which is... You know, only usually when we're on the road, we do, like, replay stuff or whatever, have the affiliates or whatever do that. And,
so we liked the idea, but we didn't like the idea at the same time.
Yeah, we were, we can get some downtime, get refreshed the batteries a little bit. It's been a really, really challenging year here in a good way. I mean, we've been really busy. We've fought sickness.
This
has been a crazy year.
Bonnie, normally you get sick maybe once
or
twice a year.
I'm frightened.
Oh, we've all been
aimed something at me.
But then this year it's been four times.
No, I've been sick too.
And you
nonstop.
Too.
This was one of the more
than usual.
I don't
September
know
just was a wreck for me. I was a mess. I mean, even before, dare I say, even before the Mid-South, September
was horrible.
Yeah, I call it the executive.
I was feeling better before that, and then I just bam, down again, and then I got the violently. Which I found out there was something going around Holland, Michigan, which is close to Grand Haven.
Yeah.
Some type of food poisoning.
Yeah.
As I mentioned a few weeks ago, that I was like violently
don't
ill.
Eat tulip bulbs.
Well, you know, it was always there, and they and they.
Oh,
and
that's what I was having for dinner.
They were caramel. They were caramelized, so I couldn't resist, right?
Yeah.
So, but no, I got violently like. Thankfully, it was a week. What do we have going on? We took the sun that we had a week off a few weeks ago, and I don't remember what that was for. Oh, it was because we were at Spookapalooza. It was Halloween. I got violently ill then. I mean, I think I told everybody. I pulled over on the side, puking all over some bank parking lot. It was disgusting. And then, like about a week and a half ago, I got hit with another cold. I couldn't breathe again. My nose was a total wreck. You saw that.
Which is insane.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat with you, Bonnie. I've been getting sick nonstop since September. I've been going just crap.
Well, mine has been, like, all year, and it's bad because, like you said, normally I don't get sick, but... I mean, you can ask Sean. Sean talked to me last Sunday night, and he had talked to me Friday or Saturday night when it was just starting. And he talked to me Sunday night, and he goes, "Holy crap.
You sounded crappy the other time I called you.
You sound
like horrible.
Hell.
Okay, Hams.
Oh, I sounded worse Sunday night.
Hams, who wants my impression of Bonnie sick? No.
Go for it. I want to hear it.
Do it.
It's really bad.
It's very similar to Sylvia Brown impersonation.
Okay, it is my Sylvia.
All right, go for it. All right.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah?
Oh, Bonnie, are you sick?
Yeah.
You sounded like Phil Anselmo.
I'll be better in a week.
I can't help it.
No, it's not your fault.
You know?
Amber sounded the same way. Amber got sick, too. Her voice was shot to hell, too. The night of the show, the MFPS show.
She did ghostly talk that way.
She was a wreck.
Oh, no, that was after... Was that after yelling?
Well, she got sick, then she got well, and then she went to the concert,
and then she blew
her voice out, and then she got sick again, and she felt better. And then this weekend, she got sick again, too. This weekend, she woke up yesterday morning. She was fine Thursday and Friday night. She woke up yesterday morning, and it was like her nose was, like, you know, that disgusting sound when your nose is totally plugged, where you're, like, sucking, like,
and
you're trying to cave your whole face
Darth
in.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. That whole sucking thing, you know? I mean, thankfully my nose is open, but hers was tight. I'm like, oh my God. It's just like, please feel better, because that's a horrifying sound. And she was sick today when she
died. You know what I think it is, Doug?
What?
Do you remember, like, back in February when we were ready to turn in 2008?
I wanted to take...
Either start the year over or fast forward to 2009.
Absolutely. I wanted to turn this year in and get a new one.
I think we should have done.
Right. I think we should have.
Because,
as far as health's concerned,
we're a wreck. Let's be honest. For me, this year has been horrible.
Well,
between sickness and death
and
everything else, this year for me has been
horrible. The first two trips, Ghostly Talk trips, you couldn't go on. But those were because of sickness, and then a couple in a row were because of, you know, you had a...
Illness.
In the family. And then it just went... Yeah, this year probably should have been renewed.
Yeah, I think from now on, if in February you and I are ready to turn the year in, we need to do it. We need to figure out how to do it.
Your intuition may have been right
on
that.
And just do it.
It was an interesting... So 2008, a year in review.
It's we're not even through November yet, and we're that anxious to get the hell out of 2008 and into 2009 that we're already reviewing it right now.
Yes, I can't... Let's see, I'm...
I do have some amazing quotes from 2008, so I can't really complain.
Okay. You want to share these? Because you mentioned it.
I just remember the last one. I don't think you can say on the air, can you?
Hey, Sean, leave that cat alone. That was my favorite quote. I just made it up, but...
There's
you know,
a lot of them I can't say on the air.
Yeah.
I'll put them up in a blog on Satan Space.
Yeah.
You can just read them there.
She does that. It's a tradition. Every year in, like, the first week of January, second week of January in there, she puts a blog up.
For best quotes of the year?
Quotes of the year, yeah. I think I've made the list.
Doug, you were on the list several times last year. You were bad last year.
Oh,
well, regardless, we talked over December.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what started all this?
Oh, my goodness.
Am I slick or what?
That was a great segue.
Yeah,
December, we're not...
So speaking of reviewing things, let's go back to what we were talking about.
We this is like the second from last show we're doing this year.
Yeah, this is live show. So
yeah.
Next week will be the official last live show of the year. And next month, what we're doing as we speak, I mean, we're working on today, we're working on this week, we're taping interviews, we're putting together some really cool shows for you guys with some really fantastic people.
Yeah.
That are going to be just top grade. You know, I mean, we always, you know, that's what we're doing here, is trying to bring some of the coolest people, not the most famous people, but some of the most interesting people out there that are doing work and stuff like that that care to spend time with us here. So it's going to be a really fun month. We're going to do a little bit of recap. I think we're going to spend maybe a half an hour, hour each show, calling back some cool stuff that we thought we'd like to, you know, just a little bit of, what do you call it, flashback stuff or whatever you want to call it. We haven't done that in a real long time. We haven't done that in a few years, so we figured
we'd
do that.
So what we're
going
to do is we have new content for you.
Yeah.
And we'll just... some recall flashbacks stuff as well to fill it in. But
well, the thing is, too, is that, I mean, I think, you know, all we're going to be required to do is basically just play these shows for you guys. What I want to try to do also, because we're going to be, the reason being is this December we're going to be working nonstop, like I said. We're going to be totally working ourselves to death. Which is a good thing, because, hey, Christmas is coming, and this will pay for Christmas. That's cool. But what I may be doing, or what Doug may be doing, what Bounty may be doing also, is I think we might, during the shows, we might try to still be in the chat room. Because, you know, the biggest problem we were going to have is that things were going to be so unpredictable for December. It wasn't a matter of not being able to be here. It was just that things were being so... we're going to be so unpredictable for us that we may not be able to be here.
So what it is you can't schedule a guest and then call them up, you know, the day before and say, oh, it turns out we can't do the show.
No, we want to be fair to our guests. That's really important
unfair
to us. So, so we may still, we're going to have somebody in the chat room still during the broadcast to hang out, talk with you guys, whatever, you know. I mean, just have some fun like we always do in the chat room and all that stuff with all you folks. And, you know, that's, so we're going to be here. We're still going to be here, but we're going to be here in spirit.
And while the boys are toiling away at work, I will be going back to Whispers Estates in December.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so jealous.
Heard about this. Yeah, this is a hot topic now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about this on the air? Are we allowed to or not?
Might as well.
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either.
Well, okay.
What it is Jarrett Marshall, former owner of Whispers Estates. He sold it to Van, and then Van just sold it back.
Yep.
So Jarrett Marshall now has Whispers Estate again.
Yeah.
And
fantastic, cool guy.
He's going to, evidently, the first weekend of December, like, you guys are going to go down there and...
we're spending the weekend.
I can't because, you know, December's hosed for me, but, you know, because of work stuff. But I'm hoping that Rachel's still there. That's what I'm hoping.
I'll see what happens.
And of course, that nasty perfume, so bring some, you know, air freshener.
Well, I think that would kind of...
I didn't think it was that nasty.
Oh, my God. It was gagging.
It was. And it followed...
perhaps you... Well, it followed me around the room.
Around the room, yeah.
Okay.
It was like, if I moved from this corner to that corner within 10 seconds, it was in that corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was suffocating. It was... The only way I can describe it is like, and I'm going to offend someone here when I say this, but like old man cologne.
Right. Which is why they call it the doctor's cologne or whatever. Yeah.
Well, actually, they say it's more, I don't know, I'm not familiar with old aftershave.
Right.
Well, go to my grandfather's closet, and when he's trying to pawn it off on me every other week when I stop by to visit him, and I'll tell you exactly how it smells.
It's very pungent and strong.
Yeah.
And that's how it was. Like, Doug and I were going outside to smoke, and before I could get out the door, I was in the entryway gagging.
Yeah.
Because it was right there.
Well, we did have Gowan with us, too.
But you know what? And you can attest to this because I did it to you. I went around and sniffed every person with us.
Yeah, I remember that.
No one smelled like that cologne.
Okay.
No one. And it was gross.
So December 5th, 6th, you're going to be going back there?
That weekend, I will be staying at Whispers Estates with Sean and Nathan from G&D, which follows Ghostly Talk on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And... there will Jason Gowan will be there as well.
Oh, Gowan's going to be there.
Yep.
Oh crap.
Gowan's coming in for it as well from Encounters.
I might have to crash this thing just to say hi to Gowan and get another hilarious video of him getting the crap scared out of him in the bedroom up there. completely unintentional.
And, yeah, but we will be there for the whole weekend, and if we get anything, then we have something to start the new year out with.
That's true.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So basically, we'll go ahead.
If it's possible, I mean, we might be able to work from our little phone thing, our phones or whatever. I don't know. We'd have to really dig in at work.
Yeah, we'd have to. Well, you and I discussed this on the air.
Yeah, you and I need to talk about this at great length tomorrow. First break.
Well, right now the priority for December, like tying this whole thing up, is that we're gonna be at the office just breaking our backs.
Yeah.
And this is how it's gonna work.
But Bonnie's making me super jealous.
Well, you know what? But basically,
well,
that's what's going on with
okay, you have gone places without me.
That's true.
And I believe you just told me that on New Year's Eve you plan on going somewhere without me.
Uh huh.
So I don't even want to hear it. Okay? Scott's gone places without even telling me and you he's
going.
Yeah, that's
true.
So, it doesn't matter.
Well, what'd you do this weekend, Scott? Oh, we went ghost hunting. What?
What?
Thanks for telling us.
Speaking of which, there's one thing going on.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to Whispers.
Yep.
I'm going to Thomas Edison Inn.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this just popped in my head.
There is ghost hunting going on in December.
If I can pull this up quick, hopefully I can find this. Coming up next weekend, I believe, which is going to be the 28th. Well, that's next Friday, is the 28th. I'm trying to find the calendar here. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God.
Does it start like 80 million things, that page?
This looks like Lotus Notes, for God's sake. I can't take this, dude. This is driving me nuts.
You get to the right it's month. You're in February 2009
well,
right
I didn't
now.
Do anything. I just. Why is it doing that?
It looks almost exactly
paranormal. Let me see here. Yeah, paranormal investigation with Tom Mott. This is at the Indigo Inn in Fremont, Michigan. I want to push this for you guys. Saturday, November 29th. Ghost Hunter, Mr. Tom is our good friend. He works here with Ghostly Talk. He's also from Michigan's other side and Great Lakes Paranormal Research. Check that out if you want to go and do an overnight thing at the Indigo Inn. It's a really cool place. So we had Marilyn about it. Yeah, a couple weeks ago we had Marilyn on and we talked about it.
She was a hoot.
Yeah, a lot
amazing.
Of fun. The number there is 231-928-1240 if you want to call and make a reservation or however it works. But you can call her and get information from Marilyn herself. She'll answer the phone. That's
right.
She takes care of all this stuff herself. But yeah, Tom Ott's going to be there. Our lovable friend. I was almost going to say lovable little, and he's going to break my head open. Like,
right, right.
No, our lovable friend here from Ghost Talk, the nice guy. He's always the nice person, where Doug and I are always yelling and screaming, and usually at
Bonnie. And, well, we all know what I am.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't mention it, because it's just a given.
Rhymes with witch.
So, yeah, check that out. That's November.
Yeah, I'm a snitch.
Wow, the tell-all book is coming out.
Confessions of a Support Ho.
Oh, do you know what I found this past weekend?
What did you find?
Well, I went up to Brown.
Your belly button?
I found it. No, I haven't seen that anymore. It keeps getting farther and farther away. I went up to Bronner's.
Mm-hmm.
And Bronner's is the...
It's a 365-day-a-year Christmas wonderland.
Yeah, it's like the legendary thing here in Michigan. There's a couple other places in the country that
there were people speaking foreign languages there.
There's
actually
a couple of those in Michigan. But Bronner's, well, Bronner's
the most
is
popular
the
one.
Biggest and most
yeah.
popular.
And it is humongous. And I found there... Now, these are Bronner's exclusive.
Yeah, you mentioned this before the show. Yeah,
Bronner's exclusive, so I bought them. Or I bought one. It's ugly. It's hideous. But it's an ornament.
Is it a Scott L. ornament?
No. But it is a Bigfoot ornament. It is...
What's the same difference?
your day's coming, by. We got 2.5 hours left of this show. I'm going to dig in and win this one.
Okay, you can try.
Bonnie won, Scott L. zero right now.
It's about this big.
Oh, that's too big for Scott.
For all you listeners.
Why you got to hit the manlyhood thing?
I think
man?
That would be Bonnie, too. Scott L. zero.
That's an obviously. I'm totally hung like a cricket. You know that.
I hate to say that it's brown.
So your whole
wrinkly.
Story is
kind
of killed.
But
yeah, you're just God, Bonnie, you're peeking the board out. All right, so it's a Bigfoot ornament, am I correct?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be topical.
Pulling Bonnie out.
Ghostly talk. I think we need to mic her. She's awesome. Listen to that.
All right, okay, all right.
She can't even control herself. I love it.
Boy, it's good to have you back, Connie.
I'm sorry.
All right.
So anyway.
A couple of hens clucking away here. Jesus Christ.
I bought this ornament because it was, it's paranormal related.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Doug.
Because I do, I know she's not going to be right the entire show.
It's
hideous. But I got it.
How much you pay?
$8.99.
Not too bad for an ornament.
No, made in China. But it's everything that was made in China except for
celebrate Christmas. Do they sell that Christmas in China?
I don't know.
They do now. They got all our money.
But this is a Bigfoot ornament, and I thought that was like absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Because,
you know, 2 years ago I went searching for Bigfoot with Gowan and some friends, and they made us, you know, crawl through the woods and stuff like that. Whereas I think I should have just had a lawn chair out, sit there and wait for him to come to us.
It's the same as ghost hunting. You just kind of wait for it to happen.
Yeah.
That's how Doug was ghost hunting in Gettysburg.
Yes, exactly.
We went to Devil's Den. He pulled a chair out and sat at Devil's Den to wait for the ghost
to
him.
Somebody did come up to me.
I don't blame you for that.
Somebody did come up to me in full, like, you know, either Union or Confederate garb, I don't remember which, and it turned out, though, he was a reenactor, not a ghost. But, I mean, it could have been. I mean, you know. That was
okay, great.
Waiting for. Ghost hunting.
Well, fantastic. Again, we have a fantastic show ahead.
Hey, I think the opening's been pretty good so far.
Yes, that was quite an entertaining opening.
That's, I actually hurt from laughing right now.
You okay, Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm
okay. You feel better now? You okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm almost scared to take a picture of the Bigfoot ornament and put it on.
I wouldn't do that because somebody's going to Photoshop my face on there now. That's what it sounds like going to happen here.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we take a break here. Come back with Dave DaCosta, and it's also going to be, it's not going to be just Dave DaCosta. We may have changed there. Ken and Dave also from Rise Up are going to be joining us. They're all going to be here together with us.
Very
we met these guys back in Rhode Island a few months ago.
Yes, we did.
In July when we were speaking out there, so that'll be a lot
of
fun.
We met them on Cape Cod. They had driven up from Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as I said, we met him. Did I say Rhode Island?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. We met him over in Cape Cod when we were out there speaking.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll be talking to those guys here in a few minutes. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Ghostly Talk!
Marge, there is something scary in your closet!
Oh, that's just Uncle Earl. He died about 6 years ago, and he's still lurking about.
What?
Have a ghost problem? Contact the Spirits of St. Petersburg for a free investigation today, serving the Tampa Bay area for over 9 years. www.spiritsofstpetersburg.com.
Is the veil between this world and the next getting thinner? I'm Chris Sloan, inviting you to join in and listen to a new podcast that deals with the paranormal, Parapod, with new guests every week. From paranormal investigators to the people they help, hear actual EVP. The people that capture.
We go into a case to disprove a haunting.
Three flashlights, actually four counting the lantern, were actually honed in on this thing, and it was swallowing the light up.
Parapod. Log on to myspace.com/Chris Sloan Radio. That's myspace.com/CHRIS. SLONE Radio. The only difference between the believer and the skeptic is time. And your time is now.
Yeah. Listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
The Rhode Island Society for the Examination of Unusual Phenomena, or RISE UP, is a nonprofit organization that specializes in researching, investigating, and documenting reported hauntings, UFO and USO experiences, the unidentified mysterious animal sightings. Their members are trained to apply science in order to first seek logical conclusions about supposed paranormal events. They do this using a number of surveillance tools, recording devices, and common sense. Now, we do have them on the phone. There's
there's a little bit of a buzz, but we can deal with it. It'll be all right once we get rolling here.
There's some kind of noise going on the phone line, but we've tried to clear it up. And
no, it'll be all right.
It's there, but you can still hear them. And so we've got Dave on and Ken. Is it?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Dave,
we're here.
Dave and Ken from Rise Up Paranormal. Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for having us, guys.
And your
listen, we were just searching eBay right now. We're looking for some Bigfoot artifacts. You guys couldn't help us out on that, could you?
Well, I did indeed find...
Has somebody been listening to the show?
I don't know why you would.
I don't know why you'd listen, but we do indeed have in our possession a Bigfoot Christmas ornament. Yes.
That Doug bought only for himself, not for anyone else in the...
You guys are just totally trying to blow this interview because you want to see Bonnie. You just want to hear Bonnie laugh.
That's
20
that's
minutes.
Off the hook. You sold me.
Now, is this Bigfoot dressed with a Santa Claus outfit?
No, but it...
No, he has on a Hellhammer t-shirt and a black
hat
backwards.
He's got Scott's Hellhammer t-shirt on?
Yes, he does.
It doesn't get better than that.
It's an awesome ornament.
He's also incredibly handsome.
If you're
handsome
into that sort of thing.
The most handsome Sasquatch I've ever seen.
Fabulous.
Let's talk about the paranormal stuff, shall we?
Well, we're talking about Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, right.
How much
right.
more paranormal can you get than
that? That's a good point. You brought up Bigfoot. Great.
Is there Bigfoot in Rhode Island, then? Why not? You said, I mean, you guys do mysterious animal sightings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know out on the East Coast they've got Jersey Devil. They've
all
got
kinds
all
of cool
stuff
yeah.
But what about just your normal Bigfoot that you hear from all over the place?
Well, because there's quite a large ethnic population here, there's always the chance of misidentification.
right.
Beyond that, no, I think we're pretty much Bigfoot, Sasquatch, / Yeti free at this point.
Ah.
Well, then again, I have to disagree a little bit. I've actually heard Bigfoot sightings around our area into a town called North Kingstown. I've gotten 3 or 4 different stories from those people.
Uh-huh.
You know, Bigfoot crossing the street, walks in front of the car. Yeah, you know, bangs on the hood of the car and then disappears into the brush. I got a first-hand account of that from a woman that I know. That's really about it. When you go a little further up north to like Massachusetts and New Hampshire, Vermont, upstate New York, you get plenty. But I've only heard about a handful of different Bigfoot stories down here.
Well, Rhode Island, Rhode Island's. Not one of the larger states, right?
We're the smallest. We're the smallest.
Well, there
we are. From, if you want proof that we're small town grassroots folk, we're from one of the smallest towns in the smallest state in the country.
My God!
So it doesn't get much smaller than that.
So you guys are like the population then?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's you guys.
Yeah,
Rise Up
much.
Paranormal is a significant percentage of Rhode Island.
Well, it all depends on what time it is right now.
When but there's got to be, I mean there's rich local history pretty much everywhere, and being on the coast in a New England kind of area, there's got to be some really rich history of the area.
Well, as far as
complete with ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, as far as Rhode Island goes, we're very much steeped in vampire legend and lore, and you've got Jeff Belanger coming on. I mean, he probably can tell you more stories than we can, and we live here. But I think everybody's heard the Legend of Mercy Brown and vampirism back in the late 1800s, and Sarah Tillinghast and Nellie Vaughan and all the rest of it. But it keeps us busy. There's never a lack of any place to go or things to do here. So it's
Paranormal hotbed.
Well, one of the things that we always get bullet points and stuff to talk about and things like that. One of the things that you guys mentioned to me via email and stuff like that was the difference between a ghost hunter and a paranormal investigator. And, you know, this is something I don't think we've ever really touched too much
on
the
past. Well, and I noticed over the years, because we've been doing Ghostly Talk for quite a while, and I've noticed over the years that
people
have changed their titles.
Well, people want to give themselves all types of titles nowadays.
Well,
I know.
But I've always I'm a ghost hunter. And yet on the show, I guess I'm a little bit more of a paranormal enthusiast because I talk about everything.
Yeah, broad range of things.
But when I go out and about, I typically like to ghost hunt. And I've broadened my horizons. I went Bigfoot hunting. I went UFO watching. I've done a little bit to broaden my horizons, but
paranormal renaissance man.
There we go. But I do consider myself a ghost hunter rather than a paranormal investigator. What are the pros and cons of each of those titles, and why do people do that?
Okay, well, I guess something that we decided when we first we started this group about a year and a half ago. So we're a fairly new established group. We've had the interest for, I mean, I was born into this. I'm on the phone with Dad here.
I brought him his first proton pack when he was 8 years old.
Awesome.
Should have seen this coming.
I still have that proton pack, by the way.
Oh, cool.
But basically we've had discussions about this, and the whole idea between a ghost hunter and a paranormal investigator, and you hate to split hairs about something like this, but ultimately the way we see it, as a ghost hunter, there's a certain criteria. I mean, there has to be a certain level of belief. There has to be a certain level of, or at least be being open to the idea that ghosts and spirits exist. As a paranormal researcher or paranormal investigator, you kind of have to narrow your focus a little bit. And it basically comes down to when you're on a ghost hunt, you tend to be in places that are, and it's kind of extreme, it's two extremes, but it's either notoriously haunted and you're going to look for spirits, or it's not haunted at all and you're trying to, I'm not going to say conjure something up, but you're just looking to see if there's something there. As a paranormal researcher, you're really not afforded the luxury of belief.
You're going to places that there are reported hauntings, whereas in a ghost hunt, you're pretty much trying to see what's there.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that, as you're saying this, this really gets me thinking about this. The term ghost hunter, and we're gonna dissect this, I guess. The term ghost hunter, if you want to give yourself that title, you're basically saying that you already have this pre-formed idea that there are ghosts, that you believe that there are ghosts, right?
Right.
So there, the term ghost hunter, that makes sense, which is much more thought than I thought I'd ever put into that term, but it's the truth. Paranormal investigator, on the other hand, is someone who, there's more to it than just, I believe in this, and I'm going to go out and prove it, or I'm going to go out and see something.
Find some evidence.
Yeah, right? Paranormal investigator is somebody that, when you say paranormal, that's a broad range of things you can investigate. And it also brings in the term investigation, which investigation brings a lot of things in also, which doesn't always encompass pre-belief of something.
Sure.
So that's really a really good way to break it down, I have to say.
Yeah, I think the as far as our group goes, I mean, I've got my own perspectives and my own beliefs, and Ken, my dad here has got his own beliefs, and we've got seven members, and they've got their own beliefs. But ultimately, if we want to perform a good service for somebody, or if we want to do a good unbiased investigation of a property, you have to check it at the door, unfortunately. And I'm not trying to, stagger anybody's beliefs.
Yeah.
And if you believe in ghosts and you're out to look for ghosts, there's really not much I can say to sway you either way.
I mean,
you're going to go do what you want to do.
Well, I encourage it myself. Go out there and look for it. If you believe in something, that's fantastic. I might not have the same viewpoint you do, but you might have the idea. You might have the method. You might be able to be the person that comes across that method to conclusively prove this thing. So I get more power to those people. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think in investigations, you can't feed into any kind of psychosis or misidentification that may happen, you have to give an unbiased mm-hmm. opinion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're going to go out and someone needs help or some comfort or understanding, you can't jump out there, grab a Catholic priest on the way to the house, do a blessing, because, you know, you're escalating a situation that might be just based on something that's normal and natural, and of course you're trying to, you know, eliminate Occam's razor, you know, the simplest explanation is usually the best.
Yeah, completely. I agree. A lot of people seem to be jumping to that conclusion nowadays. Excuse me, nowadays too. I mean, there are a lot of new groups. You guys are a newer group.
We are,
like you said before, and we've been hearing more and more about groups that are going in there. We've had a couple demonologists on the show recently who I guess are as professional can be when it comes to that thing. I hate throwing the P word around, but but they're kind of like
paranormal experts. They don't really exist. We just like to consider ourselves paranormal experts.
Oh,
like
yeah.
you can't get three people to agree on a theory, so it's kind of hard to, you know, call someone an expert. I think there are a lot of seasoned, experienced people that are doing it. But, you know, I think that we haven't reached that point yet where we figured it all out, and I don't think anybody has at this point.
Maybe
it's just the beauty of it.
Maybe we should just go, like, title these people theoretical experts.
How's that theoretical?
Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, pseudoscientific. Exactly.
They've read all
theoretical
the
experts. Yeah. No, but a lot of these people, like in the demonology field we've talked to, they're really starting to get concerned about that because people are jumping to these conclusions. You know, because, I mean, perception is everything, right? Perception's been coming up so much lately on this show. You know, so one person who's a ghost hunter or a paranormal investigator can walk into a situation and go, oh, it's a friendly spirit. It's just a friendly spirit. He passed away here. He died in his sleep. He passed away peacefully. You know, but he likes this old house, so he wants to spend time here. It's wonderful, right? And that person goes, don't worry about a thing. You're good to go, right? Next person comes in and goes, oh, my God, you have a Class A demon. demon going on here.
Well, I think that's one of the things that in this field, and the ironic part about this, we never got involved or started out with the idea that, you know, hey, we're going to form a group someday.
Uh-huh.
I think like most people, you know, from childhood, everybody in this group, you know, we got as much background and information, you know, we read as much as we could, we watched as much as we could. And, you know, at some point, we built up our knowledge base to the point where we felt that we might be able to bring something to the table. And looking back, I don't think we'd change a thing about it, because to be a solid group, you need some background in paranormal theory, psychology, applied science, and you don't have to be a genius to do it, but it's not just about buying a bunch of gadgets and getting some matching T-shirts, and, you know, it's about understanding exactly what it is that you're about to get into.
Yeah, no, and I agree, you know, I hope, you know, we're not, we've been talking about this for a while,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I hope we're not pushing in that direction where we're bagging on people, but yeah, it's getting kind of hilarious. I just have to say, it's getting a little bit hilarious.
You know, but there's another thing that you guys do that I think is you're doing right. You went up the way we even met you guys. We went out to the Capers thing on Cape Cod, right?
And the thing I remember about that was trying to get out of there so Derek Bartlett could make his dinner reservation that night.
Pretty much, yeah.
Poor but, Derek.
Yeah, we were having so much fun talking about just everything, you know. And
everything except the paranormal. That was kind of refreshing, actually.
And that happens. People tend to say that happens with us. We'll talk about the paranormal stuff for a couple minutes, and then we just start bitching about the economy.
I remember we went to George Carlin because he had unfortunately just passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Lemmy from Motorhead. I heard recently you got to meet Lemmy. I don't want to steer the ship that far south. But
I
hear you meet Lemmy. Congratulations. I know that's like a bucket list thing for you.
I know.
Those are normal topics.
Totally.
Scott.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I will take any. I'll take a senior citizen to that route if I have to. I'll be like, hey, hey, have you listened? Have you ever heard Motorhead?
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just hypothetical situation. But no, I mean, yeah. We got to meet Lemmy. It was really cool.
but
thank you.
You guys availed yourself of a program that Derek does with Capers, and where he brings in people to speak to whomever shows up.
Yeah.
And you guys availed yourself of that program and came up, and that's how we got to meet you guys. So that's something, you know, like there
are groups. Well, it says something to me, you know.
There are groups out there that, first of all, would be like, ooh, that's put on by a different group. I don't see any possible value.
Or
I
mean, wait a minute, where's Jason and Grant at?
Or where's
Jason and Grant?
Yeah, it gets a little territorial.
And there's a lot of that go on in Michigan, too, especially, I think.
God, yeah.
I mean, wow, Michigan's very territorial, but and that's where we're from. But
I'll put it this way, there's a lot more people in Michigan than there are in Rhode Island, I'll tell you that much.
I think there's probably a lot more people in Warren.
Probably a lot more groups.
There's more people in the 7-Eleven on the corner in
Warren. Hey, whoa!
I'm just kidding. But but that has no, you know, rich history of, you know, haunting, so.
No, I think
I'd rather
a lot
be
of
in
groups.
Rhode Island at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of groups like, you know, Capers, they've been wonderful to us, Derek and Deb down here. I also wanted to pass along congratulations to Derek and his wife, Joanne, because they brought a new member of Capers, a little girl named Paige Marie, who was just born a couple of weeks ago, so.
And that's news to us here. I have to call Derek and congratulate him.
Yeah, I wanted to just say congratulations and hope sleep deprivation is going well. but, I mean, a lot of groups, and this is where the knowledge base comes in, and unfortunately, and again, you know, I know that, you know, the males are going to start coming in and, you know, who are these guys? They haven't been around that long, and I understand that. But, you know, a lot of groups are basing their techniques and methodologies off of what they're seeing on television.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and that's all well and good. And I think groups like TAPS do a real nice job of letting people know that what you're seeing is a neat little edited package and, mm-hmm. you know, take it for what it's worth because, I mean, unless you've been on an investigation and spent hours where absolutely nothing happens and you have to resort to playing 70s cartoon trivia just to stay sharp and... then, you know, you don't know what it's like, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of groups have these FAQs on their website and, you know, don't go into places without permission, and that's all good. But when they get to, like, Rule 17, contact the local police or historical society, let them know where you're going to be,
mm-hmm.
You better have some pretty thick skin because you're going to get laughed at there.
Yeah. You know?
But that's just kind of the way it is, but... you know, the chances are your second investigation isn't going to be at the Myrtles Plantation, so you have to exercise some patience. And at some point down the line, contacting people that are established in the field is very important. And if you can come in with a good knowledge base, you give yourself a little more credibility that way. So.
Well, yeah, you know, and just getting out there, like I think what Doug was shooting at earlier is we got to meet you guys out there. And, you know, who are we? We're just a couple of, you know, people that do a radio show. But you guys came out there to see this discussion. We, you know, we covered a broad range of topics that night from knitting to all the way to sharks and stuff like that. We talked about all kinds of wild stuff.
We talked about everything. Yeah.
you know, during our during our official discussion and our afterglow discussion, you know, but it was really great to see, you know, to see people out there that, hey, look, we want to check this thing out. We want to hear what these people have to say and arm ourselves with as much knowledge as possible.
Well, in some ways, it's kind of, and you know, we're on the other end of it now, but it's gratifying. You know, we know you guys started as in a small group up in Michigan, and you guys have kind of expanded your horizons, and going back to 2002, I guess, is when you guys started the show.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And it's gratifying, and even for us right now, we just wanted to say how much we appreciate you guys having us on and, you know, allowing us to talk about things that, something that's very important to us and really, you know, so
Motorhead, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, you guys understand it's just gratifying when you get the feedback, when you realize that, wow, people you know know who we are, and they probably shouldn't, you know, but
that's where the knowledge base comes in, because, you know, we've contacted and gotten responses from people that normally you'd say are way too busy, you know, people like Troy Taylor, and in fact we're about to join the American Ghost Society as the Rhode Island representative.
Oh, very good. Congratulations.
And that's huge because, you know, you guys know Troy. I mean, he's a solid guy and a real booster for us as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, people like Lloyd Arbach, Carlin Keith Johnson, John Zaffis, these are people that we've contacted that have taken time actually to get back to us And you know, it's always nice when you can sort of talk to somebody on, you know, a certain level, not to compare us to those folks, you know.
No,
they're the icons, but I think that that's what is important. I think exercise a little bit of patience and get some kind of background, a basis of knowledge that you can draw on. And I think that in the long run, you're going to be in this for a lot longer.
Yeah, and I think I know exactly what your point is, that some people, I think, are trying to go from 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds. And it's like, they all have their own motives. I know that. That's fine. But yeah, if you really want to learn and explore and grow in this field, it don't happen overnight. I mean, you know, by no means, I know myself, I could probably speak for Doug on this, there's a lot we have to learn. Because, again, there's no solid anything here. So it's all theories. And there's all kinds of great stuff to learn out there. So by no means, you know, yeah, the show is almost 7 years old now, but still, we're not any... Yeah, we have a lot more experience, but really in the long run of it, what answers do we have? Not really that many.
And you can't ever stop, you know, and no matter how established you are or you think you are, you have to separate what you know from what you think you know.
Yep.
And you just got to keep growing.
Real quick, we only got a couple minutes here, unfortunately, guys, but one thing I saw, well, let's just say the future of the paranormal, I saw you guys mention this here, and, you know, we haven't had a group on it in a while. What do you guys see down the road here for as far as the paranormal field, the paranormal community?
Well, I think something that kind of strikes near and dear to us, and again, we don't want to get into ripping on anybody or anything like that, because you could. Maybe that's a private conversation to have on another occasion.
Sure.
But, you know, it comes down to, there is a particular show out now, not to mention any names, but they lock themselves in a haunted location. And proceed to scream at ghosts and tell them to hit them and grab them, strike them, call them names. That's scary. That's kind of scary to us because, you know, we give people more credit. People are out there doing their own research and doing their own thing, and we give people enough credit to know when they see something on TV that it is what it is. It's just that.
Well, no,
it's entertainment.
Exactly, and I was having a conversation today about this, as a matter of fact, and one of the things I think that's happening now is that there are a lot of people out there, serious, educated people with money behind them, that would love to step in and do some serious research, lab controlled environment research in the paranormal field, whether the ghosts or whatever.
And it's necessary.
But yeah, it's very necessary. But the problem they're having is that right now, I think, I mean, there is a lot of hilarity going on. I hate to say it. I mean, we've talked about this, and I don't want to talk it to death, but there is a lot of hilarity going on out there. And they're seeing that too, and they're going, look, this is a laughing stock. I'm not going to put my money and time into this to be embarrassed.
Sure.
I'm not going to do that. So,
well, I mean, the thing is too, which you really need in the case of, like, you know, our boys here from Rhode Island, Atlantic Paranormal, there are issues that we might have with the show, but you have to separate Atlantic Paranormal from Ghost Hunters because, you know, there are producers involved and there are a certain way they want to do things. I mean, TAPS is a solid group, have been for years, and always will be. But, you know, when we start getting into demographics and who's watching this thing, then it becomes a little something else, and I think that you'd like people to just keep a perspective on the entertainment value.
Oh, yeah. And that's,
as opposed to the content of what they're doing.
Exactly, and I can't agree enough. Unfortunately, we have to go to break, guys. Don't leave us just yet. Just stay on the line, okay? Don't take off here. Just stay with us for a second. Great having you guys, though. Thanks for joining us. We really
thank
appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
It.
Okay, appreciate it.
No,
Dave,
yeah, cool. Hang tight for
Dave
one second.
Dave and Ken from, oh, and their website is www.riseupparanormal.com, which, of course, will be linked up at ghostlytalk.com.
Permanently, yes. Why don't we go to break here? Coming up here in the next hour,
Paul Schroeder.
Paul Schroeder, this is going to be a pretty interesting conversation, and this is going to go into all types of different angles, I think, judging by the notes we have in front of us. So, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys are also. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott
and L. I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.